This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how I can improve my attitude when I am faced with an assignment that I don't want. I think a perfect example of a devoted servant is Mary, the mother of Jesus. So when the angel Gabriel approached Mary to tell her that she would bear a son and she was to name him Jesus, her response in Luke 1 was simply, "I am the Lord's servant. I am willing to accept whatever he wants. May everything you have said come true." Mary epitomizes what it means to trust God and what it means to really be a good servant. And her response teaches us three key attributes. The first is Mary is obedient. She deserts her plans for the future and embraces God's. Second, no matter how peculiar or ill-timed Mary's assignment from God seemed, she served at God's disposal. And third, she served with a devoted heart. Mary only had a set of instructions. She had no answers, yet her attitude was still able to bring glory to God. And this honestly is where my work can lie. Sometimes I can force myself into doing what I know I should do, but not with the best attitude. This is especially the case when I don't have all the answers. But I know that this is an opportunity for my faith and trust to deepen. And the words that I use to encourage me are, "So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." 1 Corinthians 15:58. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, take on God's assignment with a smile.